And so I say to you, you are Peter. And upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Some may ask themselves, why is Peter the head of the church, the rock of the church? What's his power? What's his authority over the entire church? Is it because he was a powerful leader, a strong man, a strong military man? What's the basis of the Pope's power? Joseph Stalin, the communist dictator of Russia, of the Soviet Union, famously said of the Pope, dismissing him as important, saying, "How many military divisions does the Pope have?" Yet Stalin's gone, Hitler's gone, many other would-be world leaders are gone, and meanwhile the Pope still serves. Peter is still on his chair. He's still the leader of the largest organization in the world, in the history of the world. Now 2,000 years of Peter reigning over the church. Now, the Pope's power is in his keys to the kingdom of heaven. That's what Jesus promised him. And every Pope has that authority, the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Jesus promised, "You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it." No worldly power can prevail against the church. Now, this week we heard there's currently a powerful threat, a fearful threat from ISIS and the jihadists to attack the Vatican and the Pope. Can they do it? Yeah, they can do it. Can they hurt the church? Yes, they can hurt the church. They cannot prevail. We have too many years, decades, generations, centuries, and the promise of Jesus that they cannot prevail. The primacy of Peter, the authority of our popes, cannot be seen in worldly power, military power, civil power. Peter was not a military or a political leader. So where was Peter's strength? That's a really important question. Because Peter's strength then, and his successors today, their strength, we have to understand what it is. Peter, his strength was in his faith. His faith in Jesus as the Christ. Jesus asked Peter and the apostles, "But who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter responded to Jesus, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Peter's strength was his faith. The world looks for power. That wasn't Peter's strength. Peter's strength was his faith. So for 2,000 years, the leadership of our popes has been their faith. Not in authority or over armies or peoples. The Pope's leadership has been a leadership of faith. So people say, doubters or Protestants or others, says, how can the church, the Pope be infallible? It's very simple. He's infallible in his faith. And that's his power. So what authority does Peter have? Well, the most important authority Peter and his successors have is the power over sin. The power to loose or bind sin. This is the power of the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And this power extends to all the church united with Peter, the apostles and their successors, the bishops and priests, that we all together wield this power over sin. So how do we experience this power to loose or bind? It's everywhere. It's throughout the church. Of course, we experience the forgiveness of sins in the confessional, in the sacrament of reconciliation. And Protestants, as you know, have eliminated most of the sacraments. Maybe baptism is still a sacrament for them, but they don't teach it or claim it anymore, except for baptism. The other sacraments are gone. They have long since lost the sacrament of confession as a regular sacrament in the church, even though this is clearly called for by Jesus in Scripture, is coming from Jesus Christ, the forgiveness of sins, that the church has that authority. Another sacrament for binding or loosing is anointing of the sick with holy oil. Again, this is clearly from Scripture. Jesus told his disciples when they went out on their early mission trips, anoint the sick. Anoint the sick. And then later on, when St. James was writing in his letter, it's now in the New Testament, he tells us exactly how to do it. It's a very short little reading in the letter of James. He says, you got a sick person? Call the priests. The priests will pray over them, anointing them with oil, and they will have no more sin. The sacrament has power over sin. Again, Protestants don't anoint the sick. The sacraments of baptism and confirmation are other forms of loosing and binding into the church. They both involve forgiveness of sins, and they involve binding. You are bound into the church through your baptism and through your confirmation. You're bound into the Holy Spirit by that sacrament of confirmation. Loosing or binding also involves the sacrament of holy matrimony, the sacrament of holy orders. Once you enter those sacraments, you are bound. The church binds us. We bind ourselves to the church. Loosing and binding is bigger than just a confessional. The Holy Eucharist binds us more clearly to Jesus. Jesus says to us in every single Mass, when he consecrates the chalice, he says, take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Loosing and binding. You receive the chalice. The church unbounds you for sin, that looses you from sin through the reception of the Holy Eucharist. It's for the forgiveness of sins. Our sacramental life in the church binds us in so many ways to Jesus and to the church, and looses us from sin, and therefore assures all of us who are living in the sacramental life of the church, living what we call a state of grace when you live in the sacramental life of the church, to assure us of eternal life and life with Jesus in the kingdom of heaven. That's why Peter holds the keys for us. And this all comes to us because of Peter's profession of his faith. That's his power. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And we're all invited to profess that with Peter and bind ourselves with Peter. And joining Peter to say together, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." It's the sacramental life of the church. It's the faith that binds us. Don't miss Mass. Receive Holy Communion every opportunity you get. And when you fall off the bicycle, get back in the confessional. We all fall off the bicycle. And we all know that we can go back to the Lord and ask for forgiveness through the church, through the promise that was given to Peter. This is the way to the kingdom of heaven.